Wow. We were going to play Kevin Rudolph's I Made It, but seeing as we're back in FBI, we clearly have not.
Back in Uzbekistan. It's really...
And there's one really, like, it's not even a color. It's just the way the plaster is.
Why is gray so prevalent here?
I do.
I look outside the window and I see a rat dying.
That's actually what happened.
It didn't make it.
It's crazy. I saw that as soon as I came back to Sydney. I come out of the sunny side of Lithgow, where you see rolling hills of forest, crack addicts, all the natural sights. Then you come here. I actually saw a rat in the middle of the street on Surrey Hills, and everyone was just ignoring it, walking past it, while it had no ability to move its back legs, going, "Kill me,"
God.
Moving around.
How Blade Runner-esque.
Yeah.
So creepy.
The earth is so sour that even rats can't live in it anymore.
Yeah.
And people pay millions of dollars to live there.
Also, I don't know if I noticed it before, but basically Jordan is Howard Stern. Because he has one of those mics that you are, like, levitating above you that you can pull down and be like, shh, how big's your penis?
Yeah.
Just tell him.
Let me ask you that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going down to the brass tacks.
They should call that a brass tacks mic. That's what they should call that. You're bringing the brass tacks so you can just pull it down.
And it's always a penis-related question.
Yeah, always.
Never anything else. No. Like, the mic needs to be brought in
to
profanity.
Yeah, it's such an ape maneuver, isn't it? Moving this in, it's really just like a lazy chimp getting the lowest, hangest, ripest fruit. Like,
yeah. How big's your cock?
Because everyone's going to listen to that. It is the lowest hanging fruit question. Ali, how big's your penis? Let's talk about this. Miss Love?
It's decent. You got a
shaft or a rat?
Nice. Awesome. Miss Love?
Shower or grower?
How many marbles do you think you can stick in your ass, Miss Love?
Let's get to the big questions here. Now, it's good to...
I think we should probably introduce the pod, because...
I know. I feel like our listeners are just going to be like,
yeah,
so this is ridiculous.
Right?
These guys don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I think like most listeners think like it's literally a phone call at this point. Like, it's not a show anymore.
I think our audience collectively... They think they collectively hallucinated us.
Yeah. Welcome to Friendly Geordies. We are here with Jordan, Miss Love, and Ali.
We're back.
And this delightful character that has one of those S's that skaters are obsessed with drawing.
Oh, a Stussy S. Stussy S.
Yeah, just a really half-assed SMP, isn't it? You can't be bothered to put the the MMP, so they just go for the 6. Just grow up, guys. What were we talking about? Oh, speaking of growing up.
I've got a story about Rocco Siffredi.
I'm pretty sure everyone in the Friendly Jimmy's pod knows about this now.
He's
a porn
absolutely.
Star. That's about it.
If you just started listening to the radio show before that, obviously we can't do it because we're on Move, which has the same name as a chocolate milk that I'm not sure is available anymore.
Move. This is so much different. I'm not going to say better or worse. Just...
Oh, I am.
The Star Enterprise. We have 7
guys,
pixels.
They can't even... Let's not even talk about electronics here. Let's just talk about the fact that my microphone has an elastic band around it. This
What's
is the Soviet
about?
Union. This is the Soviet Union. We're with a Pakistani communist and a guy that looks like an unemployed slab.
Wait, why are you paying? This is a public radio station. Move FM is commercial radio.
Yeah.
And it's mad. We came to this conclusion. Yeah,
because they got the money, dude.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What's
your point? One is good, one is
me
bad.
Me and Jordan essentially are Trump now. It's like, it's got a lot, just a better energy. This place is very low energy.
How much better is it instead of listening to this for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Okay, that was a cool song. Oh, I'm not allowed to say song. Track. On FBI, it was a band that's... Oh, man, it's called Slimy Digits. Like, really cool reggae... No one's doing reggae at the moment. No one. You're listening to reggae half hour. And that's all they give us fucking half an hour. While we're on like 3 hours a day. You have to listen to our thoughts about that chick that just quit the day show.
Also, exclusively...
So much better, man.
Exclusively advertising... I don't know what they're called, but I'm just going to go with Benson and Hedges because that sounds similar to the company that we... And I also accidentally talked up... What's the other place? I can't remember, but... A rival real estate.
Rain and Horn when you should be talking up Richardson and Ridge.
Yes.
And because it's regional radio, nobody noticed.
That's the best part about it. No one notices all the shit that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, it's just got this great energy. This is commercial radio summed up in 10 seconds, I reckon. It's just like, can't we just be friends?
Well, there's no, Justin Bieber. Anyway, so I can't believe it. Kelly Clarkson, she dyed her hair. She has. I'd still fuck her. And then there's another Justin Bieber song.
Yeah, it's so mad. Accurate.
I don't think you're going to fuck Kelly Clarkson if you see her now.
We also got...
No.
Wait, what? guy.
I'm just being too mean right now. Dude, she like, she's fine. She's still a good singer, but she's gained like a fuckload of weight.
Also,
she was always girthy.
She's a little different now. she's beautiful from the inside.
No, she is not.
Well, dude, she sucks. Give her something, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will give her this. Her hair looks shiny. That's it.
She uses Pantene. That's
maybe. What was that
maybe
song?
She rubs eggs in her hair, but whatever it is, it works.
That song was good. What was it called? Breakaway or some shit? I don't know. I think I know only one song by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I know that she did Papa Don't Preach, and I know she stole...
No. That was Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of... that's right. Yeah, that was a hit. Even though it was originally a track by Madonna. You're thinking of Kelly Clarkson did that song, and I was like, since you've been gone! I can't breathe for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah,
Miss Love, yeah, you do such amazing voices. That is exactly like her.
That's better.
It is. It's because what could you expect, though? She was a koala that was in a $500,000 an hour studio. Of course a human being can sing better than that.
Yeah. No.
Dude, what a prima donna. Where's my eucalyptus? yeah, so anyway, here's the Rocco story.
Yeah,
this came in from a listener that ever since, and this has happened to all of us. Ali's still a bachelor. We've got some utterly
riveting,
groundbreaking news. I think for everyone as well. No one has done what Ali has. That'll be coming up next.
Yeah, this is. There's a reason we've come back together, and it's not. It's not soft news. It's not fake news either. It's the hard hitting stuff. The stuff you don't get at Studio 10.
Yeah, and I have a suspicion that this was particularly hard.
Ooh. Oh! He moved the Howard Stern mic down. So good. So good.
The Rocco story.
So somebody contacted me saying that ever since you guys started talking about Zaffredi, and we want more confirmation of this because it's definitely happened in my sex life.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof. Ow! Move the mic away.
We need a camera in here so we have a mic, the Howard Stern mic cam. Just for any of the hits.
Yeah. And the highlight is just me licking it going, you've got to get Howard Stern's mic cam. $5.99 a month. So many fat shit Americans with... whatever that football team is that has the Redskins. Yeah. Like, oh, I gotta get that. Yeah, we need more confirmation of this because it's definitely happened in my sex life. It's certainly happened in Miss Love's. You just cannot have sex with your girlfriend without going, yes. Give me the boost.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a good whore.
You have
yes.
No idea. That's basically all I have now.
It's an understatement.
It's
I
massive,
gave you the G-rated version.
It's a massive understatement, and I can't help but doing it now. If I mean, God forbid, but if me and my girlfriend ever break up, that's it for me. Because either I'll be a complete stud, or it's all over. Because any chick will be like, yes, this ace is so nice. This ace right here. Give me this ace. Do you like this? No? Yes, you like this. That's... I can't help it.
You don't like this. Because you do.
Yeah, I do.
I've seen him in the Blue Fox. He's just talking to me normally. Then Holly will walk past and they'll go, hey! come on, come to have fun, and then just spread her ass cheeks apart in a public forum.
Oh, true.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Ace.
In a family venue. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This ace is so good. It's a nice ace.
So this guy is saying it's a disease. That it's caused a rift in our relationship now. Rocco Siffredi has been banned in the room. I cannot use his accent, otherwise I don't get sex anymore.
So, for you?
Not me.
Oh, your mate. The guy who wrote it.
He wanted to be anonymous. But people understandable, come in and say more of this. Understandable. And Sue, you know what the final straw was?
What?
He was having sex with his girlfriend and she was going, shut up. Shut up, stop talking about this. And she's going, relax, baby, it's all good, baby. And then she goes, oh my God, what was that? And he put a finger up her butt. And she goes, oh my God. Goes, relax, it's only sweet.
Yeah! I was waiting for that.
Don't worry, baby, it's only smears.
He went from 0 to 100. I wouldn't have the guts to do that.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure, because he was saying this at the beginning of his documentary. He only saw a bit of it, but it's the beginning of Rocco, which is on Netflix right now. Look it up. It is a slow zoom in of his flaccid penis, which is still massive.
And you can tell how massive it is from how close to the microphone is to my mouth. He's moving it down. He's moving the Howard Stern mic more towards his mouth.
He's blowing it now.
So good. And so it's still
and
big.
And so just so slowly zooms in on that and goes, I wonder what my life would be like if I didn't have this demon between my legs. He's saying he's possessed by his cock. Sorry.
Who?
No, but with a cock like that, I think he might be right.
I know.
I think shit is not normal, man.
Yeah, I agree.
If he wasn't a porn star, I'd ask him to like get that shit checked out. What the fuck happened over there?
He was made to fuck.
Yeah.
He was made to shock.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, shook with his goof. And, yeah, so it's... But I reckon that's what has honestly happened. I think that man... Much like in voodoo, how you can be possessed by certain spirits.
Mm.
He has just been possessed by some... You know those monsters where they've just got spikes all over their body? It's all just like flaccid gooks that as soon as they see a puss go, oh my God, and go really long and strong. That is his demon. And I reckon as soon as you know about his existence, that's what happens. God, how weird is this? This is replacing religion. You're listening to Christian Chat Radio, where I'm just talking about porn and saying how disgusting it is. I've clearly watched a lot of it.
Yes, yes. I mean,
just like Christian Radio, dude. Their research is spot on. They watch everything.
It's strange that we're so into him, and it's like, you know, we should probably be venerating, like, I don't know, butchers, not an extremely rich and famous, well-known porn star. But we're going to do it anyway.
Dude, he has mastered the meaning of life, though. To fuck.
There is a lot of truth in that.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah,
sure.
That's all life is.
Well,
and he has fucked 5,000 humans. One time he goes, one time I do a porno shoot. I fuck 100 humans in this scene. I was so tired.
I mean...
Fair enough. I understand your struggles, bro.
Just before we came here, me and Jordan, well, we sort of began watching it, or rather, he watched some, and then I came in and watched only a little. I mean, I watched a little bit, and like, man, that has got to be the Schindler's List of our generation, right? Even
what?
Even from what? Even from like the 5 minutes, I was like, so beautiful. So disgusting. You know, like, I really want to finish.
Believe. So true. Yeah.
It's a fine line between a beautiful and nice.
I love, I love how you compare that to Schindler's List as well.
Yeah, that was an overstatement. Like,
not Citizen Kane or anything, just Schindler's List.
Yeah, probably. Whatever. It was the castaway of our time.
honest, yeah, of our generation, you know how An Inconvenient Truth was a must-watch documentary? Yeah. Rocco is the must-watch of this decade.
All right, this decade. Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of cock, Ali, run us through what happened to you this week.
Let's dive right in.
Just to give you a quick preview of what happened. As soon as you hung up and told me that, I went, that's a really serious problem. Miss Love, guess what?
Dude, I was stressing out when I called you. Like, I really need to speak to someone.
I heard that you said the F word many times. You were stressed.
I've ruined that, haven't I?
What?
Well, no. Well, it's fine. Look, so this is what happened. So I'm at work. I'm kind of busy at work, but I get this message from like a unnamed dating app. There's this chick on the other end. She's like, "Hey, how you going?" So I'm kind of busy, so I don't really go through the profile, but I'm also like kind of interested. I'm like, "All right, okay. Hi, how you doing?" Then she says something about Friendly Geordies. She says like, "Oh, I'm a massive fan of Friendly Geordies." I'm like, "All right, this one's in the bag."
Yeah. Why else do we do this?
That is amazing that we sit here talking about some other man's cock. Expecting to get the boost. That has got to be the stupidest strategy in human history for getting a mate.
Yeah.
But Ali's doing it, and this is the result. No wonder this is the result.
It's all right. I want, just Ali, I want every painstaking detail. I want you to set the scene, and I want you to go into detail.
So I'm sitting there, so she messages me, "Oh, I'm a massive fan of Friendly Geordies." I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome." And then she says, from what I remember, like the next message was, I hear you're going to probably go out for Friday night drinks." I don't know how the fuck she knew that, but I was going to go out for Friday drinks afterwards. So I was like, "Yeah, I'm going." She's like, "Well, I could be your plus one and I could charm all your friends." So I'm like, "Man, I think this is my lucky day." So I'm like, "Yeah, if you want to come to like," I tell her what bar. So we're going to like Dove and Olive. So I was like, "Yeah, if you want to come to Surry Hills." Okay, so anyway, I say, "Come at 6. Anyway, so like all diligent workers, as soon as my boss left, I was like, "All right, I'm going to check out this girl's profile," right? So I go in and so she was trans.
Round of applause. Round of applause for the man trying to find.
Congratulations, Ali. You have deserved this round of applause for not properly checking a profile.
Shut the fuck up. It could happen to anyone.
What? No! It would not happen to anyone. I love that you're just looking for like a sweet southern dandelion from America, like a nice girl that likes to shuck oysters and likes to go to church, and like instead, just so off the mark, isn't it?
Well, not that at all. Instead of that, he got King Xerxes from Freedom.
Well, no, dude, she was like, okay, so what happens after this? I'm gonna like, because this is gonna go. So,
go on.
Yeah, so what happens after...
This will be the whole podcast.
We are here primarily for this story.
So, like, there's this guy who's sitting right next to me. His name's Shane.
Has she rocked up yet?
No. Okay. So I'm still at work. I'm just kind of, like, stressing out. What the fuck have I just done?
To give you some quick context, he rang up and this is what he said to me. "Hello, Jordan? I need some advice." "Sure, man. Shoot." "Fuck. Fuck! Okay, so here's the situation. So out of 4 words, 2 of them were fuck." He was so freaked out.
I'll get to that part in a bit. So at this point, I look at my friend, and I ask him. I tell him like, "Dude, this shit." Anyway, so I told him before that. So I'm telling him like, "Dude, this is fucking insane." Yeah. But like, I'm gonna meet with a girl in like an hour, and he's like, "So when did you find out about this girl?" I'm like, 15 minutes ago. He's like, "Holy shit, you're a fuckboy." I'm like, "Dude, normally I'm not, but something's happening today. Like, I am the furthest thing from a fuckboy."
Oh, man.
So I'm...
You just need your tape.
Yeah, so so, and then I go, "Dude, what girl agrees to meet up in, like, 15 minutes?" That's a crazy. Girl doesn't. A guy agrees to meet you in 15 minutes. Anyways, so... So, okay. Anyways, after that, so I'm like, what the hell do I do? So my friend Shane goes, dude, bail. And I was like, I don't want to do that, man. Like, cause
as that shit was as it's, my advice.
No, I know. Jordan was like,
there's just no way out, is there? And I'm like, there's a really clear way out. It's and it's as clear as day because it's the day.
Walk no, Miss Love,
into the light. So just this is, go anywhere.
No, so this is like, so I've been in that situation before where someone's canceled on a date.
You feel yeah,
and like literally an hour before the date, and it's that is not a good feeling.
Okay, fair enough. So you're a nice guy. It's a nice. It's a nice way of thinking about it.
And also,
yeah, but having said that, just bail.
No, I don't know, man. I felt like I deserved like
the so man is, with a heart of gold. It's I respect it. I respect
So I decide I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna man up. It was my own fucking mistake not to check out the profile. Like, it's totally on me. I'm just gonna.
How is he single?
Such
a I know,
great guy,
ladies. There's a catch right here.
No, oh, dude, guys. Like you need to listen to the full story. Really? Then I am not.
He swings both ways.
I am not the hero of the story. I can tell you that much.
You absolutely are. You're a hero.
No,
already.
No, I am.
Doesn't matter what you do from this point. You could have killed the tranny. Oh, still be
no, no, fuck, no.
It's Jesus. Just so nice that you met up.
No, okay, so
could have killed.
The still a hero. Heroes sometimes kill. I mean, look at the guy in Pearl Harbor that the movie was based off of. I'm sure he killed someone. I haven't watched it.
I think it was like about World War II, though. So a lot of people probably killed a lot of right. people. Anyway, so now I'm going. So this
he wasn't just mad at karate, was he?
So this is my strategy at this point. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna be like really honest. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm kind of a dick. I didn't check your profile, and I'm really sorry. I guess we could be friends or whatever. Like, but I can't do fair what enough. You think I'm gonna do. Anyways, so I'm like I go to the pub and I'm hanging out with my friends. Cause like I went there at 5 and she was gonna come at 6. The other thing that I did was I messaged her immediately after finding out, saying, hey, can you come in early? Cause I've got to go after, just to like make it clear that this this is not gonna happen. Like, anyways, just like give a hint, right? So anyway, but she says, I'm actually coming for Olympic Park and it's gonna take me an hour to get there anyway. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm at the pub, right? And there's an hour where people are like having fun. All my friends are like, it's Friday night, so they're like all fucking what banter is on, like they're drinking beers, and I am just stressing out in one corner because I don't know how I'm gonna deal with this situation. I was so confused that I was like. So then I was talking to another friend of mine, and I told him what happened, but, like, I feel like I need to talk to someone that I can, like, you know, like, get this shit off of me. So I was like, Jordan, I've got to call him. So I go outside.
The one man who has a reach of thousands upon thousands of the public.
I
know,
man, I am the exact opposite of a psychologist, aren't I? A comedian truly is the unbreakable of... like who you should be talking to at that point.
I just love that. No, but like, that's who you.
Of course, I didn't care about your qualification. I literally needed to hear you. Jesus, dude, I was like, I didn't know. I thought I was like fucked pretty badly. Anyway, so I called Jordan, and Jordan. This was Jordan's advice, which I didn't end up taking. But Jordan's advice was, dude, just pretend you're pissed. just go to the bathroom and be like, I am so drunk, I've got to get a taxi. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
That's what he said to me. He's like, listen, pretend you're drunk, even though you would have drink. You've had 2 Diet Cokes, but they'll believe it. Yeah, no. Then go to the bathroom and stick your fingers down your throat and say, I'm sick, I have to leave.
Yeah, I know.
That like, answers so much about anything that is wrong with your life there.
Why?
That is the most...
That's a bad...
That is just a very play school kind of thing to... It seems so weird to me.
No, but I was like, my strategy was, I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna be like, okay, this is what happened, you know, own up to it, right? Anyways, so then at 6 she walks in. It's she's 6'2" tall and manly as well. Anyway, so...
I just realized she's probably going to listen to this.
I know, shit, fuck me, I just... Well, okay, so here's... I'll make
dude, it was just a misunderstanding. It was...
And I, I'm, I'm really glad that this is happening so that if she is listening, she understands what actually happened in my head. Yeah. So maybe this is good. So anyway, so she comes over and I'm like, would you like to, can I buy you a beer? And then she says, why is that even a question? Like in a flirty way. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, let's just get some beers for her. So I go to the bar, like, just whatever she wants. Anyway, so then I sit down, and then I'm like, before I could bring up the whole honesty thing, she shows me her Tinder profile, and she had 5,281 likes on Tinder,
which is a lot, right?
Damn,
dude, that is like Olympic level. That is insane. I think I have 20 at the moment, and that from like saying I work for Friendly Geordies. Like, damn. This is it's insane.
Yeah.
So I'm like, holy shit, you're a catch. You're like, you're popular as hell. She goes like, no, people, because like guys are pieces of shit. What they do is they keep swiping right or left or whatever, like, means I like you. And then, like, and when we match, as soon as they find out that I'm trans, then they unmatch me straight away. So if you look at my conversation, there's only two, which is true. So I'm like, all right, plan B. I can't be honest because I'm one of those dicks now.
Oh, yeah.
So
you don't want to be that guy.
I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, it's like, add me to the list.
How good is this lie?
Yeah, so
take it away.
So then, no, it's not.
My tummy hurts.
It's not. I don't know if it was.
My tum tum is boom boom.
In hindsight, I don't think it was the best lie ever. But like, I had to come up with the story straight away. So I go, I've been like, I was in a really serious relationship that I've just gotten out of, and it's kind of like screwed with my head.
He's good.
And I am trying to like experiment and meet as many different people as I can. I kind of implied I'm like bi curious.
Yeah, well, you know,
everyone's a little. But that would probably make her think that, oh, I've got potential. I don't know, man. Anyway, so like while I'm saying this, she just looks at me and goes, "Okay, so this is what she exactly said. She's like, I am finding it very difficult to keep my hands off of you right now.
So forward."
I'm just like, all right, that is really sweet of you. But then I say, but I want to take things really, really, really fast. Slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Like super slow.
This is just the storyline to American Pie 7.
Dude, I think I legitimately said really three times before saying slow. So, and then. Anyway, so like I'm talking to her, and then after a while I go, I kind of have to leave. And then she says, but where are you going? So then I said that, oh, my dad is here on holidays from Dubai, which is actually true. And he wants me to visit these relatives. And I can't get out of it. Then she says, why don't you take me with you? So I'm like, fuck, I don't think that's a really good idea.
Your dad from Dubai.
This story's so uncomfortable, isn't it?
And then I go like, I don't think that's a really good idea. And then she says, well, I know how parents always say, why aren't you in a relationship? This is your time to tell them that you are in one. And I'm like, but I ain't in one.
Oh, the mind games of flirting.
and I was like, no, I don't think that's such a good idea. and then... Essentially, what happens is after a bit, I just go, all right, I kind of have to leave. And then she says, but what about my kiss?
Damn, it is American Pie 7.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to take things really, really, really slow.
Again.
So
this is just when South Park was paying out American Pie, and they just go, and you just see an audience watching American Pie, and then you just hear the audio of,
dude, I don't want to tongue kiss my grandpa. Come on, man. You have to do it for the frat party. All right. Oh, gross.
You were in that situation. I don't want to have to French kiss my grandpa.
I was. But, man, like, to her credit, she seemed like a perfectly nice individual.
Yeah, of course. Of it's course. Just nothing that, against her. I mean,
it's just like,
but
I.
Just like us all, she's so horny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no,
yeah, exactly. It's not so much the fact, it's just like any hilarious sort of like date scenario like yeah. that is like the awkward of the more, you know, it's fun.
Dude, she was fine. I just was like not attracted. Anyways.
Dude. We're not gonna. This is not junkie, okay?
it's fair it's enough. Fine that you didn't expect
that you're
it.
Not attracted to a transsexual. That's, I think everyone listening here understands that.
I hope she does too. If she's this,
I think so, she'll understand. Anyway, it's not, obviously nothing against her, but it's like you were in a you were unknown in a, you were in a scenario where not everything was clear.
Yeah.
So in any, you know what I mean.
So, anyways, to like. End this, I go, so I'm feeling, like, really bad, right? So I get, like, because I know most of the people that were at that pub, because, like, most of them were from my workplace, so I just get one of the guys, and I just go, like, hey, can you take her and, like, sort of, you know, show her a good time? I'm gonna bounce. like, And so,
how polite is this
man? I know. Well, it's so, I'm making it my mission just getting married. It's going on too long.
So, honestly, yeah. If that were me, she'd sit down and she'd say hello, and then I'd just instantly get a smoke bomb out of my pocket.
Anyway, so I buy her a beer, and then I say like I'm leaving, and then she's like, all right, so I give her like a light hug before I leave, right? And then I walk away, but she's like, wait, and then I turn around, and she ran towards me, and like she gave me like the tightest hug.
Yeah.
Ever and lost her for like 10 seconds. I think people around us were like, What's going on? Is he like going away? Like going to a different country?
Is he being suffocated?
Anyway, so then,
a boa constrictor.
Wait, I'll tell you, like, there's an addition to the story that I found out about today, Jordan, that you don't even know of. So, anyway, go so on. Like after that, I walk out, right? And then I just go home. But this is the thing. So I went to work today. And I was telling this story to a friend of mine at work who wasn't even at the pub. He was at a different bar called Goro's. And so I tell him this story, and he's like, you know what? This is a weird coincidence. Like, a very similar thing happened to me the same night. I'm like, why? What happened? He's like, so I was just at the pub, and, like, this trans woman, she came up to me, and she said, I am, like, doing this thing. I'm, like, I'm trying to kiss as many guys as possible tonight. So my friend goes like, yeah, so what he does is he like involves a few other people in that conversation so that she doesn't kiss him. And then right. I ask him her name, and it was the same person.
What?
Player.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of like hoping that someone has sex with her, so then I could be like, oh, you fuck my friend. That's why I'm not like fucking gonna be with you, and just get the fake moral high ground,
dude.
And yeah, so that. But before we end this segment, I would like to make an apology to that person.
So nice.
You know who you are. I fucked up, man. I'm sorry. I should have looked at the profile. And maybe I should have even bailed and not actually invited you. Like, you I don't know.
You are unconsciously a dick, but you rectified it. You rectified it.
No, I didn't. Like, because I spoke to, like, a couple of girls today who were saying that you should not have gone out. You should have just bailed. Like,
I don't know.
Because they were...
Can one of the chicks listening to this podcast, can one of them just at one. Least give Ali a handy...
No,
dude. I'll do it if you don't. Seriously,
no. I
will.
Any girls
reenact that night, and you will submit this time.
Right? No, dude, no. I don't need. I can get my handies, all right. But what I would appreciate by like the women listening to this pod, tell me if I made the right choice by meeting her, or should I have just bailed? But keep in mind that if I did bail, it would have been like literally 45 minutes before we would have actually met. So man. I want to know if I did the right thing or the wrong thing. Because I think this has been a learning
curve. Much like American Pie.
There is no way that you did the wrong thing in that scenario.
Yeah, and much like American Pie, with hilarious results. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, the only thing that was keeping me going was I'm going to get a good story out of this. I'm going to get a good story out of this.
For the pod. Those ancient chanties. Those four words. Three words. For the pod.
But if you're listening, so many scenarios, God bless. God bless. You know, if there's no offense, God bless. But
and also but another
a common misunderstanding. Another
like okay, I want like real time advice from both of you right now. So what's happened is that so this is one of the other things that she did. She already had my phone number because before I knew that she was trans, I gave her phone number just because like in case you can't find me at the pub. But then she was like, but I don't have you on Blue. And I was like, what the hell is that?
Mm.
Apparently that's like so. She's like, oh, Facebook. I don't know if people call it Blue or not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. So then I'm like, okay, I add her on Facebook, right? Like, she gives me her phone. Dude, the other thing was, as soon as, like, I looked myself up, like, the last five searches were, like, Friendly Jordies, Ollie. Dude, she was, like, trying to find me on Facebook. I guess that's normal, though, but still, like, it was kind of confronting when, like, I saw all of those different permutation and combinations of, like, my name. Anyways,
It is. It's, I mean, in the 90s, when you saw pictures of somebody taking photographs and then a woman comes in and it's 1 hour photo or something, you go, oh my God, you're taking photos of my family. Mm. That was really creepy.
Yeah.
That's just expected to do that. Everyone is the 1 hour photo
it's
guy.
It's so strange, isn't it? It.
Yeah, so
everyone is the 1 hour photo guy.
So I tell me, dude. Okay, so tell me. So I added her on Facebook from her phone, but I haven't accepted the friend request from my end. And
keep it like that.
She sent me like a hello thing or whatever emoji, and like okay, so the thing is,
I mean,
like,
unless you want to stay friends, but I feel like you made an ass of yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to stay friends, but I think I feel shit. Because I literally added her from her... Like, I did it myself. Mm. Like, the least... I can be, like, a human being and actually accept it, right?
God. Well, if she's listening, then you're really going to have to come
define
to a decision.
Define human, man. Anything you do.
Okay, if you
human.
Are listening...
How good
are
hippies at making you feel better about your shitty decisions in life? I'm just going to remember in 100 years if you accept it or not, you know?
I feel like, but the only thing is, like, if I accept it, I want to give the wrong message that I am, like, interested.
You are in a pickle here, and it's been amplified if she's listening.
Yeah, I feel like it was a pickle. Now it's two buns, cheese, lettuce, patty.
Sesame seed bun,
dude. Before I left,
that's the advice. Show her a picture of your buns. Don't accept the request. Just send back a picture of your ass.
You know what the other fucked up thing was? So the morning before that, without knowing that I was going to meet or go on this date, for some reason, I wore my fancy shoes and I was like kind of dressed to impress. I don't know, because I felt like doing it. And that's something that like worked, like it went against me in this particular scenario.
Why?
Because part of the reason why
he
she
dressed for success.
Yeah.
But was he willing, like, success came at a price.
It sure did.
I think that this segment can be pretty much just summed up with the word that encapsulates the American Pie franchise perfectly. Dude!
That's insane, man!
You reckon? That's so basically crazy. The nut of that story.
It's just... Yeah. We'll have to check in again and see what the latest is, but...
If she listens to the pod, maybe I'm going to get, like, another message of, like, I'm suing your ass or something. But I
she
didn't
can't sue your ass.
I know.
She said nothing.
Yeah, I know.
She said you met a transsexual. That's it.
Imagine if...
I suppose it is, like, Guess Who and saying, am I the Indian guy? Two options.
And the other thing that she kept on doing, she kept on saying was, like, your accent is really, really getting to me.
You do have a sexy accent.
No, man. Then I tried to change my accent. I, like, tried to go more Indian to, like, make it unsexy.
That works.
Can I hear that?
So, I was, like, I was talking like this, right? Yeah. And then as soon as she's, like, your accent is making me want to touch you. And so
you're
I'm
like, no.
I didn't make it that obvious, but I went from, like, this to, like... So, the other day when I went there, it was, like, and, oh, my God, what
damn!
Was that?
Let me hear it.
Sorry, that was, yeah, you've notched it up 68%.
Let me hear it.
No, so when I went there, Miss Love, it was insane, bro. It was so insane.
Why didn't you tell the whole story in that accent?
Because I still want women to have sex with me. I just don't want men to have sex with me.
I don't know why people aren't having sex with you. Honestly, if you told me, honestly, if a doctor came in to me and said, "I've got some bad news for you, Jordan," I go, "Send in Ali," and then you go, "You've got cancer, man." Love that. I'm ready to die.
Incredible.
Such a soothing. You know what Ali's voice is? I would not be surprised at all if God exists, I'd imagine he'd have a voice like this.
Yeah.
But if the universe can converse to you, I bet you'd just be Ali's
voice. Ali's voice. I actually...
Well, like a fucking cross between an Aussie and an American accent.
That's so weird. Struth, yeah. How are you? Yeah. No, I think he's right. There is a soothing nature. There is a soothing nature.
It's not the accent. It's the person, baby.
Yeah. That soothing.
Yeah, that's true. That's like, I mean, like, you know, look, all credit to you.
I'm being cocky.
I've
got to
tell you. You
have a nice voice.
Moist,
yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that.
But anyway, the point is, at the end of this, please, somebody date Ali.
No.
Christ. Someone without a cock. Just, come on. How did you get that? Like, it's such a small portion of the population, but 50% of the population at the moment is just being like, I don't know. You go Back to the Future shirts, and I'm more of a Jaws fan. How could you be more picky to this guy?
No, he's clearly okay, here's the thing.
He's like fucking studying law. He dresses like he's in the Take On Me.
No, but like, here's the thing, dude. Like, it's not that I don't get options. It's just like, I'm quite picky myself.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, yeah, okay, this is what we were talking about today. You don't say that. Look. What we boiled down to, and this is a good segue into our next segment. God, this is such a light pod. But, I mean, it's not in a way.
It's not.
It's pretty fucking
pretty
heavy.
Dense, yeah. Actually, yeah.
We're talking about, like, genders and stuff here.
Yeah.
Because, actually, I was talking to one of my friends, Sandy, from Aubrey. She listened to the podcast for the first time in years, and she just turned it off instantly because she's about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years older than us.
What?
And so it was kind of like listening to 18-year-olds in high school just going, "Oi, would you fuck Miss Cassandra?"
Wait a sec, so you witnessed her switch off in front of you going,
No, she just went into it. They're just going, "Oh, God, they're talking about their wangs, no." I mean, I know they have them.
I guess. Really, so...
I think I know who that is.
You probably do. Yeah. Sandy's a doll.
So wasn't a fan.
Can I take her last name and confirm if it's that? If it's her?
Sandy from Greece. It's Sandra D.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Am I allowed to take her last name?
Yeah.
Is it McCoy?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
how do you know her?
She is an absolute champ. And will we...
I don't know. I just look at comments and shit. By the way, this is the other thing that I was thinking of.
Catfished.
Like, maybe we should have discussed this before the pod, but like, I want to get like the reaction of listeners too.
Mm.
Like, none of us are capable of giving any advice. As you can tell, I am retarded when it comes to like social interactions and shit. But how about...
That's so harsh.
Such a high opinion of yourself.
I
am a social retard.
That's
Whoa, dude,
imagine putting that up as like on your resume.
But what do you reckon about the idea of like listeners sending us like their dilemmas and we giving them like stupid advice?
Really, love line. We want to be Oshie's love line.
Osha. Dude, this is a segment and I can't remember his name. He's a long time listener and he's a long time nagger of this segment as well. I'm so glad that you jogged my memory on this, Miss Love.
Yeah.
Ali. I confuse both of you. Both of you in my mind are Pakistani communists.
Yeah, we're such similar looking folks.
What is it? What is it?
It's a segment called What Is Miss Love? And yeah, just people, give us all of your embarrassing love advice, and then we will get this, to quote unquote, at our high school reunion, fat Croatian cunt.
This is what my friends call me.
His friend of 10 years.
To which...
Said, A, my bulldog is smarter than this. This is the full quote. He goes, I show your bulldog. That dog is smarter than that fat Croatian cunt.
Also, this is the same man that instead of saying hello and goodbye to me like a normal human being, the whole night's interaction was, what was it? You're a bully. That's
while,
it.
While shoving him into a corner progressively. Going, you're a bully. You're a bully.
Just surreal. Just surreal.
So, context of this conversation, Jordan and Miss Love went to their high school reunion last night, and they're still, like, it's what, like, almost 12, and they're still hungover from last night. Man, 12 at night, not even noon.
I feel like the hangover will be, the psychological hangover is way more real. But, yeah. It was a fun night.
Am I high from the alcohol, or am I just high from remembering that Jay exists? I don't know.
Dude, all I know is that, like, the economy boosted 7% when I saw his face. I don't know how, but it boosted. It was a positive force.
Cheeks could get that red. Invest in Dulux paint.
It was...
Sorry, you go.
No, please.
I can't remember how we were supposed to start this segment. What was the structure of it? Oh, that's right. We will get into this, but basically we've got this man who has the world's most hilarious head. And we strongly invite every listener, do this right now. If you're in the car, tell them it's my fault if you get pulled over by a cop for using your phone.
They'll let you go.
Yeah.
Friendly Jimmy's is a celebrity down here in Osh.
That's what I say. You say, do you know who I am listening to at the moment? And
then spit in their face.
Yeah, that'll get you off. It's a little insider trick.
Punch them in the face.
A good old cobra kiss. So, yeah, I highly, highly urge everybody to look up this man, Jesse Searles.
Everybody.
You'll know him when you see him because he looks like an extra in Pirates of the Caribbean, but they didn't have enough human beings, so they put a soccer ball on someone's, on a mannequin's head. His head is perfectly spherical. And he is a legend. He is...
He's a king amongst men.
Only
he
way
is
to describe
an
him.
Absolute king. I mean, if we...
In fact, I could go even further and say he does deserve the title of Xerxes. He is the king of kings.
He's the king of kings. I mean, what we want to do here is get him the just deserves. You know, he's his comeuppance. We want to make him a star. Like, I mean, Justin Bieber had his run. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
We want...
It sells his time to shine.
It sells his time to shine. Guys, yeah, I mean, we will reiterate this throughout the pod, but yeah, just Google, I mean, Google, Facebook search Jesse Searles.
James Searles?
Something like that, but they'll find him. And then just send him a message either saying, or just comment in his photos, go the Tigers, he'll appreciate that.
No, go the Tigers.
Sorry, go the Tigers. Or
on top of this, any photo where he's looking a little bit surly or upset... Right, Searles versus the world.
Or Curls get the girls, or Searles gets the girls.
In any photo where he's with a woman.
I don't know how we've just come to this realization that we have to... If it's our last dying act on Earth, we will make Searles famous.
It has to happen.
You've already made Yilmaz famous.
But this guy, I forgot that... Because the thing about Searles is... He is unintentionally hilarious and hilarious in equal parts.
Yeah.
He is just a... He's like Donald Trump, except for he pulls beers. That's basically it. I mean, this guy, to give you a quick rundown, I think I've even talked about this before. He is so proudly working class. He used to, when we used to go over to his house, he'd do this. He'd go, all right, that's enough PlayStation. Pull it out of the cord.
Go, okay. He's a dad.
We're going on a tour. Come with me, boys. Take us on a tour of Balmain. And give us all the history of his suburb, because it's the best. Rosedale's all right, the neighbouring one. But if I were to give it... If we were going to use a scale of 5 Balmains out of 5, obviously Balmain would get 5 Balmains. Rosedale would get 4.5 Balmains out of 5.
I like this
guy. Damn.
And this is the quote that I remember. It was me, and I think it was you, Miss Love, it might have been.
Mm.
And he we were just being polite for maybe 20 minutes while he rattles off tour guide level information about Balmain.
Mm.
And then he finally says, "Now, the way that you could tell that you're in Balmain as opposed to Rochelle is that when they say that if you're in Bal, if you don't see a pub at the front of the street or a pub at the back of the street, you're standing in front of a pub. And if you don't see any of that, you're not in Balmain." Why does that point, Miss Love said, "I don't care."
Why do you like AC/DC that much?
Again, like how Rocco Siffredi is, he has been possessed by the many dick demon. Balmain, Searles has just been possessed by the spirit of Cold Chisel.
He is Cold Chisel embodied. So working class, even though his mum is extremely well off in Balmain.
It's so weird how much he likes it. So he loves... Okay, tell him the story about beers involving you and Searles. When you
said, oh, yeah.
He didn't even say he's going to stop drinking beers. He said, "I think I'm going to like pull back on it."
I think I'm going to... Essentially, it was, "I think I'm going to reduce the amount of beers I'm drinking. Because, I don't know, they expand your stomach. And I don't want to keep purposefully physically... Yeast expands..." Yeah, he doesn't
want a flesh keg.
Yeah, I don't want a flesh keg.
I think he's just trying to say that you gain weight by...
No, that's what I was saying. That was my logic. But I was just saying, like, yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll have... Yeah, I'm a pussy, but maybe I'll have a vodka lime and soda. Sorry. And essentially he got on the soapbox, and this is how his rant went. It was essentially, "I brew beer. I've been brewing beer for years now. I enjoy beer as much as the next man. Our country was founded on people that brew, have brewed, and enjoyed drinking throughout culture. I'll drink till I die. I don't care. I love it. And I'll just do it forever." And then I'm pretty sure he just necked it being went, "Tink! Next round's on me." I mean, if that man's not a king.
Gets the girl.
If that man's not a king. And I'm sorry, but you are, Jordan, you are going to have to recount the story you told me yesterday at our year 10 school reunion, which was basically the meeting of alcoholics 27, whatever you were in, 17. It's like, it was just like, how much alcohol can you drink?
A lot.
me included.
Yeah, like, we could tell by you not remembering what year you were in.
What is it, 2006? Yeah,
it was a meeting for alcoholics. What year are we in again?
This is school.
Mr. Januzik?
So, the guy that was told me that Miss Love is quote-unquote a fat Croatian cunt, who is quote-unquote a friend of his.
Oh, 101 unprofessionalism from Ali. What is your ringtone?
That's not my ringtone. That's your favorite song.
Oh. I mean it. I'll allow it. I mean it. Anyway.
So much homework for you guys. Look up that guy.
Believe
anyway,
me.
Anyway, on top of that. So, that guy.
It's so good. Okay, I love this so much.
He is just absolutely hammered, probably on a cocktail of drugs.
Who, by the way, wanted to come into the pod today, and we just went, yeah, no.
Not because I thought it wouldn't be a great pod. I think it'd be great, but I'm really scared
that he'd destroy his place.
His place down. And his
cunts, as we're melting. Pair of cunts.
I thought you could stand to lose some water weight, Miss Love, and be less of a.
God.
Another I'm having God. That conversation with him. It has obviously ignited a fervent hatred in this man. So I walk in to talk to James Still, who has just spent a lot of time in Holland working in politics, basically. Yeah.
Boring. No, it'd be kind of interesting. I mean,
well, yeah, like obviously, this Ali man would love it.
Just as a bit of context, this man James Still,
and why? Cannot, and you wonder why he's not a dynamo with legs.
Cannot smile. Hey,
I can be an all rounder.
It's true. He does like Everybody Loves Raymond.
This man.
Yeah, I'm a catch.
This man.
Whatever. I should be beating you up with a stick.
This man cannot Raymond's not smile, still. And also somehow. The opposite is unaged. He's gotten younger. Don't know how. Maybe it's the air in Holland, but still hasn't aged.
But this is the most appropriate point of this. He, if you got a millimeter ruler, something that they use to measure atoms, I reckon, something like that, and you measured his smile in every single photograph that man has ever taken... It would be the exact same smile. I'm sure nanoscientists would come back and go, I'm sorry, the results are conclusive. I don't know how this has happened. This is the first artificial intelligence life.
Yeah, instead of the retina test, it has a smile test because it's always the same. Smile. Just goes up to the door and just smile.
This man is so nice. Just as, again, just context the Jordan story. This man is so nice that at the party... Jesse Searles tried to, like, I don't know, tackle me in the middle of the room and, like, oh, yeah, whack him in the cock. And then, like, hit my hand. And by him hitting my hand, I punched James Still in the face. And he just went, tsh. Then he just went, don't worry about it. And I was just like, sorry, man.
So that gives you the setup. So anyway, he's talking to me and he goes, oh, yeah, I mean, Holland's renewable energy policy is to be admired. But, I mean, when it comes to tax avoidance, and at that point, Gabe stumbles in, has to have his 2 cents. This is his nuanced political point to that conversation. You know what shits me about you still? You have the same fucking smile in every goddamn photograph you've taken since year fucking 7. You look exactly the same. And I look at your goddamn perfect smile. I wake up next to a chick I don't know the name of. I have to get out of there before she wakes up to avoid the awkward conversation. I flick through my Facebook. I see he's in fucking Holland. And I think, fuck you. This guy's living a perfect life. I hate everything. Quote. I hate everything about you, James Jones. Everything that you like, I hate. If I find out that I like something that you hate, I hate it because I don't trust your goddamn guts. While he's saying this, Jesse Searles,
the man we were talking about earlier, who you will find and abuse.
The spherical head, the orb of knowledge. Walks in to the side, stumbling drunk.
Holding his own weight. He can barely stand. You know those drunk people that are just, they're stumbling because they can't stand at all.
And just starts yelling from the side, punch him in the cock, Gabe. Punch him in the cock. You goddamn fucking son of a bitch, James. What's your secret?
Flick him in
tell
the
me
dick.
The fucking secret
flick him
to
in
life.
The cock.
I'm gonna kill
punch
you.
Him
just,
in the
no,
cock.
Just punch him in the punch cock. It's like these people have devolved. They are less mature than we were in year 12
when we were 17.
just to
cap it off.
Cap off
he
the
got better and
fucking drop kicked him. I like walk into the butt like okay, so Joe and I sitting there, we're holding each other's arms because like we're just like two orphans that have lost our parents. We're crying that much, but it's tears of joy. We're just holding each other. Just me getting that raw humor. It's just too hilarious.
Too visceral. And so visceral.
I just needed to go to the toilet, so I stumble into the toilet. And then I've talked about him before in the Yilmaz Chronicles. Torbjörn, the Rastafarian pothead, yeah, who has an Instagram account that I forgot about.
Dedicated to coffee.
Seaweed Life,
Because he loves surfing and smoking weed.
The same guy who I said, you look like a massive stoner.
And he says, don't pigeonhole me, dude.
Just because I have dreads, people think I'm a stoner. And like,
but whilst dude, he's smoking
you
a
joint. Are a stoner. Like,
you're smoking a joint as you say it.
But you don't know that. It's like, I do know that, dude. Like, I look at you and I know you're a massive stoner.
He has an Instagram account called Seaweed Life. Every second photo is him holding a weed leaf going, do you think this sativa is looking a bit too yellow? How are you not scared of going to jail? Because you're a fucking stoner and you're too high to realize that maybe that's not the best way to advertise the fact that I smoke weed.
Anyone that thinks the earth is flat is a stoner. I'm sorry. One of his...
Or are they a truth seeker?
Yeah, yeah, well...
They're a truth seeker.
Maybe they're just seeing a dimension you can't...
You're gonna have to finish it. Dimension. It's so good. Okay,
so, anyway, sorry. So, I'm in the toilet, I'm pissing, this guy walks up to me and he just goes, yeah, I mean, the fact that he has that Instagram account, it's really, that's why I stopped smoking weed.
It's telling, it's a telling thing, right?
You just go way too far, and then you go into the realm of someone like Torbs, and there's no going back from there. Then, another champ that we went to school with, Mitch, walks in. Just says, come on, shack my cock in the cubicle. Come on, in you go. Pushes that guy into the cubicle. I go over the top going, what are you guys doing? And then the guy that's just sitting there going, you can't smoke weed that much. Like, it just does with your head. They just start chopping up lines and snorting coke.
So many kings.
Many kings. That's why Sells has to be the king of kings. Because I'm in there for 10 minutes. Gabe and Searles have been yelling, punch him in the cock, fuck you still, for fucking having a good smile,
nothing,
I guess.
Nothing,
for like
nothing.
15 minutes of abuse. I stumble out laughing at that. I walk back into the fucking bar.
I know it's coming.
Still abusing the guy.
15 minutes of abusing him for literally nothing. For no reason.
Sells is still yelling, punch him in the cock.
I have to mention too, if anybody has
fuck
any...
Fuck off, Xerxes.
If anybody
should be stricken from the record.
If anybody is still having any assumptions or their doubts about Jesse James Searles, just a little anecdote to add to the night. He asked out.
Oh my god!
This is new information actually for you. He asked out. I didn't know this, but like four or something girls.
Yes.
One of which was
he knew had girlfriends.
One of which was Michelle, by the way, and she just flat out goes no. And then how good is this? This is relayed from Gabe. She said no. He dropped to his knees and went. But he said, "I love you too." He said, oh, "Can you go? I love you." And she said, "No." Dropped to his knees. He has no shame, by the way. I love him. This is not a payout. This is compliments. But she drops to his knees and goes, ugh. I guess stumbles up, and the next girl he sees is Sarah, this other girl. Just starts having a crack at her. And my friends on the pod, woman. My friends listening, anyone that says persistence doesn't pay is just a liar, stout liar. Because this young man, put it this way, I was under the impression that, man, he asked her out and she said yes, but... A first-hand account, a very, very reliable witness, Kieran Morris, relayed to me that, she didn't so much say yes as he didn't take no as an answer. Then he sent me a message saying, guys, persistence works. I'm calling her.
Nice. Champion.
This guy is a god. Punch him in the dick. He... Just incredible.
How does he get there?
I
don't understand how he formed into this human being. And the other thing is, okay, sorry, I know we've talked about him for way too long.
No, but not long enough.
Yeah, you're right. This is just like saying, yeah, I suppose the Bible, 10 pages, is that enough? Is that enough for the Holy Text?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't want to bore people.
Yeah, exactly. The Holy Text will be long. I mean, it's really me and Jordan's life work. We were really actually born yesterday. The rest of our life has been walking in this shadow.
Yeah, we're like convicts that went to jail and came out as born again.
We're born agains, but we're born again curlses. Just go on his Facebook. Go on his Facebook and just say hello.
And also, just send
Jesse James.
Really confuse him. If you have a stupid fuzzy wig, one of the ones that they have for Blues in State of Origin, or one of the clown wigs that is frequently displayed on Friendly
Jimmy's.
If you have one of those, any one of those curly wigs, just start sending a picture of you to Jesse Searles as that. And that means that you are, what is it, a born-again...
Curlsy. Curlsian? Curlsian?
Curlsian. Curlslin.
Yeah. In fact, just also, one of the messages you could send him if you really want to get deep in the K-hole, or the S-hole, if you will, just write... Slowly but surely climbing up the popularity ladder. Okay. Which is a said text.
We have to say that. All right, yeah. I was going to tell the story about the soccer thing. We'll leave that for another time if anyone can be bothered. But yeah,
okay.
This was year 8.
He says it didn't happen.
There was many witnesses. Year 8, he walks past the popular guy at our school. I think it was Joe. And Joe is not a tough guy.
No, it wasn't Joe. It was Oscar.
Okay. Oscar, who actually is now... Oscar Kisung is quite famous now.
Wears high heels. So provocative.
Is there anything he won't do? So he walks past Oscar and says, "Hey, Oscar." And then Oscar goes, "Hey, man." Doesn't even say his name. And Searles... whispers to himself, "Yes, slowly but surely climbing up the popularity ladder."
Oh shit. Dude, you guys are lucky your friends are still juveniles.
Why?
Because, like, it could be worse. It could be, like, them just being like, "I'm serious in life."
Dude, and Jordan broke into our school and walked around being like, "These were the best days of our lives."
Dude, it sure was.
And it was hauntingly beautiful. We played handball. He did a crap in one of the dunnies. It was mad.
Didn't flush. And it was the girls' toilet.
Yeah. Take that,
take
Mr.
That, lady.
Take that, Mr. Shadaby, even though you most definitely don't work there anymore. No, you're right, man. This is the thing. We're not paying these guys are our mates. We are revering them. This is not a payout. And also, we love that we were lucky enough. Imagine if we went to some private school and, like, the craziest thing is like, "Oh, he's got 3 ties on instead of 1. I mean, our experience was belts. Much better. Yeah, much dude. Better. I love them all. Like, I literally love Jesse so much.
Man,
he's such
like
a better person than me.
The ringleader in American Horror Story, the woman that has wooden legs, is just like, "I love my freaks. You don't understand. I didn't matter. I love my freaks."
Yes. Oh, man.
Surely.
I mean, we'll have to talk about Dean another time, but what a champion he is, too. A man who is engaged, but he doesn't have a regular ring. It's a Superman engagement ring.
Did you catch that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you catch that?
All right, so this segment has officially lasted longer than the reunion itself. I think it's time to wrap up the pod.
Okay, so we're going to talk about political matters, but...
Who cares?
No, dude.
Social politics.
Here's the thing. From the next pod onwards, we're gonna like, actually go into the deep rabbit hole of the political workings. Because there's, like, a lot to talk about. Like, I haven't done a pod in the longest time. Shit's changed.
Let's just talk
Spain's
about
Spain's on
Dean
fire.
Stevens.
China's a dictatorship. You know, there's a lot that's happening.
But you don't understand.
You need to meet him.
Make sure you look him up. That's
look
your
him
homework.
Up. That's your homework. Look him up, and just any of those sentences will do. He will either massively appreciate it or hate it. Either way, the result is hilarious. There's no losing. It's a win-win scenario. Like,
man, that is just advice from Stephen Covey's book, isn't it? Always find a win-win situation. You cannot lose in this scenario.
You really can't.
All right. That is the key of every trade investor in the world. Warren Buffett, everyone else. Yeah. They're not obsessed with winning. They're not obsessed with not losing.
Yes.
That's what we've got in this situation.
Just want to hug him. So, we also, just to close, look, sorry, there's so many. We chased him into the night.
Yes.
He was running away, and then we're like...
Okay, guys, it was like King Street, the side of King Street. He walks into a not that poorly lit alley and thinks that no one can see him. There's a lot of stumbling drunks walking back and forth. It's Newtown, so there's
fucking people... It was a wild gazelle.
Just drinking... in their on their patio, just looking at this guy doing a pierce giggle, and, like, and he thinks he's being really silent and obsequious, and then both of us go oi like that. He turns around at us. We're his friends. He's known us for like
a long time,
15 years
yeah maybe. He just gallops away like a wild gazelle,
and we sprint after him going stop right
there. AC/DC suck.
Yeah,
we yelled that too.
Instead of Bobby Police yelling oi 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 oi, we were just yelling
like rock and roll. You like rock and roll.
We run in to an intersection where it's four different roads. He's disappeared.
It was like that thing where they run into a room in the circus, and there's Roman numerals. Like, which way do we go? He disappeared. The man couldn't walk. It was beautifully haunting. Just so strange. Is he still around? Maybe he was messaging me from another dimension, but incredible. Yeah,
it would not surprise me.
A beautiful man
from 500 years in the future, and he just thought that he was in serious trouble and going, oh, they're going to know the secret, and then just went and apparated back to 2500 AD.
Dude, I would rather know the answer to what happened to him in that instance than the secrets of the universe and the pyramids and life. I'm way more interested in that. Way more interested in that.
All right, we're getting out of here.
Track him down, guys. Just do it.
All right, we'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll make the next pod a bit...
Don't sue. We'll make it sue-free.
Yeah. This was just defamation, really raunchy sexual libido shit.
Yeah, you guys didn't hold up on any names this time.
No, but we're not paying them out. We want rock stars of the... I want to make Jesse Searles a rock star. I will spend the rest of my life turning him into a household name just for going, hey, I don't care.
Dude, you know what I realized when I was
Dean
there?
Stevens as well. Look these people up and tell them they're awesome. We're not paying them out.
It's the same thing as Yilmaz. When I went back there, I realized, why was I so limited? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like digging through a platinum mine to get to gold. You know, I just ruined all of that.
Yeah.
Yilmaz was... icing. He was amazing, but the only thing that separated him was a hilarious Turkish accent. That was it.
Everyone else was on par, man. Everyone.
All right, we're out of here.
All right,
see ya.